scientists say the issue of investing in nuclear power to resolve the energy crisis in the country will be a useful exercise. They said though accidents happen, it is a useful venture which government should consider investing in. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Behind the News, Deputy Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, Dr. Kwame Abu, believes the country should follow laid down regulations by putting in place an independent regulatory body to prevent external interference. They must also train the human resource base of a country to man the project.
The technology is matured,
mm-hmm.
and then all you have to do is do it in a proper way.
Mm-hmm.
Accidents can happen and will happen to any form of energy and in any facet of life. Cars kill more people than aeroplanes. But anytime there's an aeroplane disaster, we all get worried. There are steps that we need to take in our energy program, and we have to do that. First, we have to get in place what we call an independent regulatory body. Independent in terms that they have the capacity to regulate. Number two, they are independent, not be any political interference.
Mm-hmm.
Three, that they have the financial resources to carry out an independent work. Well, we don't have any institution that will be totally independent, because the people will be appointed, by the way. For any system to run, you need human beings to do that. Unless you have money like the United Arab Emirates, who can afford to import everybody. Everybody from anywhere. Unfortunately, we don't have that type of resource. You need to train the human resource. It's for that reason that the International Atomic Energy Commission, the Ghana government through the Ghana Atomic Energy and the University of Ghana, set up what we call the Graduate School of Nuclear and Allied Science, is train the necessary personnel. So that's also a leg of the business that we take in. The third is that you need your grid system, or your grid infrastructure from which you will take the power through, must be strengthened. So they are doing that, and they are doing part of it. It's also through what we call the West African Power Pool, that we are interconnecting all the West African electrical lines. The reason you want to do is that is that if your nuclear power generates about 1,000 megawatts, if you have to change your fuel, at least you will go about 2 weeks without that nuclear power. But that happens once in 36 months, of course.
Deputy Director General of the Ghana Atomic Energy Commission, Dr. Kwame Abu.